As an educator in America, Mark had been sensitized to issues of cultural diversity. Yet when, for instance, he went to other cultures like the Netherlands or the United Kingdom, he often found that at first people there objected to his school programs as too American, saying the programs would not work in their own culture. Mark would encourage them to modify the programs to fit better into their cultures. Yet when he would return months later, he typically found they were doing them just as he had presented them, saying they seemed to work just fine. This pleasant surprise made Mark feel that the Dalai Lama's focus on the underlying commonality of human experience did not just make good ethical sense, but was practical as well. In a quiet aside during the dialogue, someone in our group had made a suggestion to Mark for the PATHS program that he now brought up, to recognize and give compliments for altruistic acts. Recognize things the children have done to help others, rather than to give compliments on how they look and so on. That was a very interesting idea, he said. When I go back, we'll try to focus those compliments in some classrooms. The Dalai Lama suggested, praising children is one of the most effective ways to actually correct certain behaviors. For example, if you praise a child first before pointing out mistakes, saying, "You're so smart, you'll be able to correct this," this is a very skillful way of giving confidence to the child. This moment was the biggest surprise of the day for Mark, who had expected the Dalai Lama to object to the idea of compliments as puffing up children's self-importance or inflating their ego. But as Mark now realized, the Dalai Lama saw the need for children to develop a healthy sense of confidence and the feeling that their efforts are appreciated. Ritchie added, "There are actually good scientific data, Your Holiness, showing that many different kinds of material are much more effectively learned with positive reinforcement than with punishment. Rewarding good performance leads to better retention than punishment."